speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you have a question for today's guest, we're at 907-458-8255. That's 907-458-TALK. The good news and the bad news. The good news is we're 1 week out from the Midnight Sun Festival. David Vandenberg, Liv Dowling, how you doing?
Good. Thank
doing
you for
awesome.
Having us.
Thanks, David.
The bad news is in 1 week and 3 days, we're going to start losing time.
Really?
So just a, but happens every year. Gradual buildup, gradual loss. But you guys are expanding the Golden Days Festival.
Yes, the Midnight Sun Festival is expanding from just 1st and 2nd Avenue into 3rd Avenue and 4th Avenue this year. So we're really excited for the expansion. With that, we're able to admit more vendors than we have past year. So along with the familiar faces that everyone loves seeing in Fairbanks, you'll be seeing quite a few new ones.
And this is put on by the Downtown Association.
It is put on by the Downtown Association. And it's in its 41st year, and
wow.
In the beginning, we understand it was a sidewalk sale that the local downtown merchants would have, and then it just grew and it morphed, and you know, now we're into quality of life and those types of things, and so it becomes a really big and anticipated event. Mm-hmm. In Fairbanks.
It is Alaska's biggest one-day event, which is really fun to work on because there are bigger events in the state, like the State Fair, but as far as one day in and out, the Midnight Sun Festival is the biggest in Alaska, which is really exciting.
You know, that's what the one thing about it is, there's so many things for everyone. No matter who you are, no matter what you do, no matter what you like, no matter what draws your attention, there are so many things during the day. You want music? Well, what type of music do you want? You want food? What type of food do you want? You want to buy something from a vendor? What type of vendor are you looking for? You're looking to talk to locals with a dog on a leash? Boom. You're going to find that.
It's true. And we hear, because we have our local vendors, of course, but we also have vendors that come from around the state, like Palmer and Anchorage. And what we hear from them often is how much personality the Midnight Sun Festival has. And they go to programs like this for a living, and they always look forward to Midnight Sun Festival for the people of Fairbanks, the uniqueness of the situation, because I can't think of any other event that draws so many folks into downtown like the Midnight Sun Festival. So it's, locals know it, but I think people around the state know that the Midnight Sun Festival is so unique, and I think that speaks to the Golden Heart City because we ourselves are so unique.
So, can I add a couple things too? You know, it used to be on a Sunday, and we've moved to Saturdays the last couple of years. I think mm-hmm. we used COVID as the, you know, the time and the opportunity when we came back in 2021, but on Saturday, every downtown business is open. So not only aren't, you know, the streets are filled with all these wonderful vendors, but also downtown is open for business on a regular day. And so that, you know, that really adds another, I think, dimension to the festival. And one, when you mentioned the pets, yes, we just want to plug in there that please have your pets on a leash.
Yep.
Thank you.
100%.
And bring the poop bag.
Yes.
Hey,
thank
yes. you.
That's what I do. You
Doing
know,
better.
I bring my Dalmatian and bring the poop bag, and we're good to go.
Yes.
And I bring the Kleenexes to pick up the poop. What the heck? Now, 1st Avenue, 2nd Avenue, 3rd Avenue, and 4th Avenue. So you're greatly expanding. I'm walking across the bridge from my home. I come across the Cushman Street Bridge, walking south, and boom, there I am at 1st and Cushman, and there's the hotel. Mm-hmm. What am I going to see?
So right when you get there, you'll likely to see the Yukon Quest is bringing some sled dog puppies. So they aren't sure if it's going to be inside or outside, depending on the weather. But you may see puppies first. Right after the Yukon Quest, you'll be seeing the 3v3 basketball tournament, which people love.
They love that.
Yeah, they really do. They really do. And they're always a fun crowd to have. And then if you progress through the festival on First, you'll be seeing booths on First Avenue. You'll also be seeing Golden Heart Plaza filled with folks. Goldie's will be in Golden Heart Plaza. And then if you keep going, you'll be seeing our First and Lacey stage. And that's also where the Kendall Hero Games are being held. Mm-hmm. The Kendall Hero Games invite first responders and military personnel to come engage in a physical competition. It's very, very fun for the community. And Kendall's been a great sponsor. So they're sponsoring that stage and holding that event from 3 to 6 p.m.
And the event itself is from noon to midnight.
That's right. Yeah, 12 hours. It's a long day for David and I.
I go from about 3 to 7.
You know? That's a great time to come.
Yeah. You know, it's 3 to 7 is good for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you guys, Liv, David, when do you start working on this? I mean, like the week after the event?
No, we actually start working around the first of the year. So the Downtown Association engages a planner. So I've been part of the planning team or the planner for the last 3 years. So David will normally engage me right after we finish our work on the Winter Solstice Festival, which DTA is also a part of and has hosted in the past. So it's kind of like you take the first 6 months of the year and you work on the Midnight Sun Festival. The last part is the Winter Solstice Festival. And then all of the other wonderful things the Downtown Association does all year long in addition to those things too. So it's about 6 months of work where we have big ideas for the festival. So that
might change. Four streets plus a Golden Heart Plaza plus the police, the fire, military, bands, food. Yeah. I'd say that's a big ideas.
It is big ideas, and I think it's mostly a two-person team between David and I. Mm-hmm. So we obviously have a lot of heart for it, because I don't think if you didn't love the festival, this would be extremely difficult. But if you love it the way we do, it seems passionate.
How can you not love the festival?
My family tells a story of, my mom's going to be so embarrassed I'm telling this, but a story of when I was, I think, in sixth grade. And we have always lived and played downtown. And it was the Midnight Sun Festival. And my family wanted to leave. I wanted to stay. And they always tell the story of the biggest hissy fit in the world about me wanting to stay at the Midnight Sun Festival. So it still comes up every year when they're like, oh, I guess you don't have to leave the festival now.
Reason to stay.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, you want to go there, really? You really? You want to go there?
100%. Ever since I was a kid, I've always loved it. And I always think about the things that make Fairbanks so magical to grow up and have a family here. The Midnight Sun Festival, top of the list. Like, to be able to walk from where I lived downtown into the festival when I was younger and see it transform into something that's not short of magic was so impactful for me. And when I moved back, I wanted to help make Fairbanks, like, keep that magic going. So I'm super happy to be able to partner with the Downtown Association and their awesome mission of bringing that kind of magic, quality of life, happiness into downtown.
What are you going to have in Golden Heart Plaza? It always seems like a lot of nonprofits, good groups are in there. And they always shake me down for donations, which is cool. I'm okay with that.
I heard you're the guy to go to for stuff like that. So maybe you have...
Dead man walking.
Yes,
here's Bruce. Right. Let's go get him.
Right. Yeah. Well, in Golden Heart Plaza, so when... After the pandemic, we really took a really good look at the festival, and we had heard really good feedback from the community that they wanted to engage in certain vendors in a certain area, certain vendors in other areas, and have a good mix of each vendors, too. So it's we've really taken a lot of care in building out our vendor map to not put all the nonprofits into one spot or not put all of the jewelry vendors in one spot, because the diversification...
Yeah, make them walk through in a good mix.
Definitely, definitely. And what we don't want is we don't want, like, a row of six booths where all you're being handed is pieces of paper. So we really take a lot of pride. So this year in Golden Heart Plaza, you'll be seeing a variety of vendors. I mentioned Goldie's is going to be there, of course.
Oh, great.
Yes. Chamber is selling rubber ducky tickets. Jeremy.
Come on, Jeremy. Pick it up. we want production there, buddy.
Yes. But so you'll see.
Mr. Johnson. We want production.
So you'll be seeing the infamous inflatable rubber ducky there. So there's a lot of really, really great vendors in Golden Heart Plaza this year.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. If you want to call in with a question or a comment, we're at 907-458-TALK. 907-458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
It's time for the Valdez Fishing Report. Interviews, derby standings, tips, and advice for Prince William Sound.
This is Ricky Colapietro with the Valdez Fishing Report, joined by Steve Anderson to talk some more about your day fishing. So you said that you're bringing home over 200 pounds of halibut. Do you have any favorite recipes or anything like that for the fish?
I personally don't. I have some friends that cook it up, and we pretty much share it amongst a group of us and kind of do that, have dinners off and on and do that. So.
Oh, fun. So you mentioned that you're new to fishing in Valdez. Have you been fishing in Valdez before?
Yes, a couple other times, salmon fishing, but not really for halibut.
Oh, right on. Kind of your first time going out halibut fishing. Now that you've gone, Do you plan on coming back?
Yeah. I think we're going to make it an annual trip about this time. Worked out good for us.
That's awesome, man. Good to hear. Do you have any tips or advice for people that are wanting to fish in Valdez?
Just bring some good gear, warm gear. You never know what the weather's going to bring. It was pretty cool when we took off. It was only probably 38 degrees when we took off, so make sure you got some good gear, and if you do that, you'll have a fun time.
That sounds awesome. Well, Steve Anderson, I really appreciate your time. Thank you for coming on the Valdez Fishing Report.
All right. Appreciate it.
Park your rig, pitch a tent, or check into our private cabins at Eagles Rest RV Park, then explore Valdez. Eagles Rest RV Park and Cabins is a perfect place to land. Book RV sites, glamping tents, and cabins online at EaglesRestRV.com. We now accept online reservations for our tent area, so the sooner you book, the better. EaglesRestRV.com.
KVAK's Valdez Fishing Report. Fish Valdez and reel in a big one.
KFAR weather.
High temperatures reach up to 74 today under mainly cloudy skies with a chance for scattered storms. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for isolated storms. Tonight, lows level off around 53, overcast. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 72. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Liv Dowling and David Vandenberg with the Fairbanks Downtown Association in the studio with me here. And next Saturday, the largest one-day event in Alaska happens. 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th Avenue all have stuff going on them. I mean, bam. So we've sort of walked down First Avenue. So who's going to be some of the people, some of the booths in the Golden Heart Plaza?
Yeah, so in Golden Heart Plaza, I mentioned we have a lot of artists this mm-hmm. year. Off the top of my head, I can think of Matanuska Pen Company. I know that they are super popular. Mm-hmm. Goldie's will be there, the Chamber, and then we've really tried to diversify what's there. So there will be a lot of fantastic booths there.
Where are your stages at?
So we have a stage on 1st and Lacey, and then we have our two 2nd Avenue stages at 2nd and Cushman and 2nd and Noble. The 2nd and Cushman stage is sponsored by Design Alaska, mm-hmm. and then the 2nd and Noble stage is sponsored by Good Cannabis this year.
Boy, I bet you there could be a lot of beer sold.
At the Tap House yeah. and Fairbanks Beer Company and yeah. the Mecca. Yeah, all of those businesses have reported getting a huge bump. And I believe it was last year you and I were thinking about how to give exposure to the businesses in the co-op, because one of the pieces of feedback that we got is with the booths in front of the businesses, folks are a lot less likely to
walk through.
Visit. Yeah. So I believe last year was the first year that we decided not to put any booths along the co-op.
Mm-hmm.
And we were super thrilled to hear that a number of those businesses reported having their best sales day ever. So we really do care about the brick and mortar businesses in addition to the ones that come to downtown for the festival.
And you guys lay it out really well. I mean, everyone, you know, spray paint on the streets, you know, not like that's going to hurt anything. And everyone knows where they're at, and everyone's down there setting up around 7 a.m. Don't ask me how I know that. And you see all the vehicles in there, and everyone's getting along, and everyone's fine. Then about 9 o'clock in the evening, you know, everyone's getting sort of tired. It's been a long day. And then midnight, everyone's got to, okay, it's over. It's done. We got to go.
Yeah, it is like an adrenaline rush of a day. And I'm so thankful that we are able to put so much planning into it. On the vendor side, we have a map that is explicitly like, if you are in this area, you have to take this route in and out. So mm-hmm. we really do think about traffic congestion and how to make everything as easy for everyone involved.
So you're into vehicle direction maintenance management.
It's my new gig.
And that's only about 3 hours of it.
Yeah, that's the first three.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, and the last three.
And if it doesn't go well, it'll really bollocks the whole operation. People can't get through.
That's
it
a big
whatnot.
British term, bollocks.
Well, it's as polite as I can.
Yeah, exactly. This is live on the air. Yeah.
Yes. And it's been so great. The vendors have all been very understanding of our rules, too, like when mm-hmm. to be there, when to set up. And the night before the Midnight Sun Festival, around 9 p.m., we go through and we start marking the streets with chalk for the vendors. So yeah. David and I are often there from 9 p.m. to sometimes 1 or 2 in the morning just to get back there at 7.
And, you know, it's a great day because there's so many schools, 10-year, 20-year, 30-year, 40-year class reunions. You know, 1973 class of Lathrop, 50-year. Mm-hmm. They all come in over the Midnight Sun weekend. Hmm. And here they get to go downtown. You know, they're coming back to see whatever. And they get a taste of Alaska and Fairbanks.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're dealing with people with 10 to 50-year anniversaries that are coming back to see their classmates. And it's just a great weekend. And you guys are the focal center of it. You really are.
Well, and that does go back to with Explore Fairbanks. We've been able to, you know, that's one of the things, that the attributes of the interior that they're able to market. Because, mm-hmm. You know, trying to get people into the interior that time of year, it's just obviously one of the big things that you can say is on offer.
On Wednesday, I get an email from a friend of mine from college. I haven't seen Brian in about 20 years, but we're on the same email thread. And he emails me, and he's asked me if he could give a friend of his my contact information. He's coming up to Fairbanks. So I say, yeah, you know, give him my cell phone. So yesterday I get this phone call from a gentleman out of L.A. Him and his three buddies, they go and watch a baseball game at every stadium. And this year they're coming up to Alaska for the Midnight Sun game.
What an amazing view.
And he's going to laugh and go, yeah, but since we're going to Alaska, all of our wives are coming. Because they want to come to Alaska. So he's telling me about, you know, they're arriving in Anchorage, taking a train up, spending 3 days in McKinley, coming up to Fairbanks. They arrive on a Wednesday. They leave on a Friday, you know, or they arrive on Tuesday. They got Wednesday here. They got Thursday the game. There's something. No one celebrates the Midnight Sun like Fairbanks. Mm-hmm. I mean, no one does.
And it's interesting, though. We were trying to optimize our search for, you know, anybody, you know, the service members and families on Eielson or mm-hmm. Fort Wainwright. You know, we'd like people, if they're just going to type in a couple of search words, we don't want to be competing with the Midnight Sun in Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we've got,
we get confused with them often.
We've got the Midnight Sun Festival Fairbanks.com mm-hmm. also. So, you know, there are places, of course.
That Euro trash copying us. I can't believe them.
Yeah,
Liv, go kick some Swedish booty.
Oh, man.
Take them to task.
Yeah.
But it is really encouraging to always hear, like, I've been in Lower 48 on a train in Chicago, and someone heard I was from Fairbanks, and they were like, oh, my gosh, don't they, like, have a big party? And I was like, yeah, like, I help plan it. And he was like, wow, you must be famous in your town. And I'm like, I'm not, but the festival is.
Yeah, sometimes
really
we go
is.
From famous to infamous.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, that
depending
Fairbanks
what we
famous.
Do.
Yeah.
But it is a huge weekend. You know, we have so many events in town. Like, it's so amazing that, like, the Midnight Sun Run is the same
yeah.
weekend, too. And
yeah.
my own high school reunion is that weekend, which I'm helping plan. So it's a lot of stuff back to back.
What time does the Midnight Sun Run start? About 10 o'clock?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday.
Yep. Yeah.
So we figure that people can come downtown and have their dinner. And, you know, if they're a serious competitor, they might not do that. But, you know, like the middle-of-the-pack folks, and who knows who all. They come to the festival, have a meal,
And then they can go watch the race.
Or go run it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, certainly. And you know, go watch it, yeah.
Talkeetna spinach bread has spinach in it, so I'm going to call it healthy.
All right. There we go.
That reminds me. I got to get my Riverview homies, you know, see what their plans are. For, yeah. And, you know, that's a fun race to watch. That really is.
Definitely. I love all the costumes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a fun race to watch. And, boy, and that's come back. You know, it's interesting what COVID did and how it knocked things out. And that is so far in the rearview windshield now with everything that's going on.
Yeah. For us, it was a great chance to, like, pause, reconsider what we were doing, and maybe replan and re-envision what the festival could be, because we took a year off from it. And then in 2021, when we came back, we had a rare opportunity to reevaluate how to do everything, and I think it's been paying back in spades.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Well, and to your example of coming downtown to the festival, I think you said the hours of 3 and 7.
My time frame, yeah. So, you know, just as I'm wimpy. Come on now.
Well, so just as an example, yeah, you would have your choice if that's a four-hour stretch. You'd have your choice of 12 musical performances. You could pick, you know, one of three stages. You can't be every place at once, but you'd have your
12 in 3 hours, 12 musical performances.
In 4 hours, 12 musical performances. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, of course, like you said, if you know, that sounds like lunch and maybe dinner. So you can do it all
and,
that day.
And a couple places to go have a libation at.
Oh, there's plenty of those.
Yes,
yeah.
100%.
And I wanted Liv to talk about to your scenario of as you're heading south across the Cushman Street Bridge, the first thing you'd see, you'd hear it, is going to be Spin for a Cause.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who is in front of the Immaculate Conception Church from, what are the times on that?
I believe it's 3 to 7:30.
I think they're with me on Monday.
No,
are they? Cause, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, Tina Feringer.
Yep.
And we see in our head, you know, we see that as an optimum location because they're going to be visible for anybody who's crossing on Cushman Street Bridge. They're going to be visible to the whole festival. Like, you know, there they are across the river, and I think the optics of that are really going to be cool. So we're looking forward. Not only are they a neat event within the festival, but they've got a lot of
And what they do and what they have to do to bring all those bikes down there.
Yeah.
You know, it. I hope everyone appreciates the way that so much emphasis, work is involved by so many people, so many businesses, just for that 12 hours of an event.
Yeah, it really does take a dream team, you know, but every agency or contractor that we've partnered with has been phenomenal, and the answer is almost like, oh, it's from the United Sun Festival? Of course, yeah. We'll do anything we can to make it as smooth as possible. So the community that comes through is really amazing. And this year we were able to partner with a couple of new entities, too. So we partnered with Fast Planning. They're doing a bike valet, which is really unique. And basically, if you ride your bike to the festival, take it to the bottom floor of the parking garage, and just like a coat check, they will park and secure your bike for you within the parking garage and give you a ticket back, so you don't have to wheel your bike through the crowds.
Yeah.
And then, which
that's
is a fantastic
great. That's,
idea.
That's, yeah, that is.
Yeah. And then we're also able to partner with the Vernon Nash Antique Auto Show this year. So in the courthouse parking lot, we'll be having an antique car show, which is something we've never done before, but they're very excited to get involved with it, and we're equally excited to have them. Big ideas.
You know,
I said it.
I've said this about 30 times already. Wow.
Yes.
I mean, just
Thank you.
Yeah, and every time I talk to a vendor or a partner, and they're like, okay, yeah, like, how many people are working with you? I'm like, oh, it's just my boy David Vandenberg. Like, so, and then there is a huge team of the board member, too, that really helps out. Yeah. So, but
put them to work, Dave.
Oh, yeah, there are a lot of volunteers that, you know, especially, particularly when we go to set up the event and then to staff the event, there's a lot of volunteers. Oh, and to clean up, lest I forget.
And to fold the T-shirts.
Yeah, so there's a lot that goes into it, and we're really grateful for that help we get.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. I'm going to leave you with some bumper music. Robert Palmer, Addicted to Love. So this is obviously from... this is from Glenner. This is Glenner's type of music. It's not Aerosmith or something really good, but you're just going to have to put up with it. This is not certified by David Prues. Then we're going to go into the Fox News, some state news, some weather, and we'll be back. So here you go.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. Federal jury in Pittsburgh finding 50-year-old Robert Bowers guilty of murdering 11 worshipers of the Tree of Life Synagogue. He was charged with 63 criminal counts, including hate crimes resulting in death. Prosecutors are next seeking the death penalty. The secretary said Antony Blinken with a pretty big trip coming up this weekend. He'll be heading to China to speak with their foreign minister. How are you feeling about it, Mr. Secretary?
We look forward to having a series of meetings with senior officials in Beijing, building on the engagements that we've had with the PRC since President Biden and President Xi met in Bali late last year.
Now, we did have word that Blinken had a phone call with the Chinese foreign minister this week that did not go so great. Blinken says he hopes to accomplish things while meeting with Chinese officials, reopening communication, also advancing U.S. interests and values, and look for areas the two countries can cooperate in. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Supreme Court has preserved the system that gives preference to Native American families in foster care and adoption proceedings of Native children. The justices rejected a broad attack from some Republican-led states and white families who argued that the system is based on race. The court left in place the 1978 Indian Child Welfare Act, which was enacted to address concerns that Native children were being separated from their families and too frequently placed in non-Native homes. Tribal leaders have backed the law as a means of preserving their families, traditions, and cultures, and those leaders had warned that a broad ruling against the tribes could have undermined their ability to govern themselves. The leaders of tribes involved in the case called the outcome a major victory for tribes and Native children. Congress passed the law in response to the alarming rate at which Native American and Alaska Native children were taken from their homes by public and private agencies. More than three-quarters of the 574 federally recognized tribes in the country and nearly two dozen state attorney generals across the political spectrum had called on the high court to uphold the law.
Online at KFAR660.com.
GCR Tires and Service is hiring. They're looking for a tire tech to help with the constant flow of a variety of private and commercial vehicles that they serve in their busy shop. You'll perform tire repairs and rotations, mounting new tires as well as seasonal changeouts. You'll like the way people work together to make it all happen. Be part of the GCR team. Great pay, great benefits, permanent position. Apply in person at GCR Tires and Service. Taming the Alaskan Road, Van Horn at Cushman.
Ah, summer. Hammocks and flowers. Fishing and camping at your favorite spot. Who needs a Honda generator for that? Great question with some great answers. Good lighting. Charging batteries. Electric coffee pot. Popcorn popper. Mini fridge. Watching a movie. And my personal favorite, mosquito zappers. Honda generators are forgettably quiet. A Honda generator will change your whole camping experience. Buy yours at the Woodway on College Road. Your premier Honda servicing dealership. Power your summer the Alaskan way. The right way. The Woodway. After almost two decades of caring for patients throughout the state, the specialists at Alaska Vein Care are excited to serve the interior of Alaska at their new Fairbanks location. With years of experience treating varicose veins and spider veins, they've helped thousands of Alaskans look their best and enjoy their favorite activities again without pain. Treatment is minimally invasive and most people return to work the next day. To learn more, give them a call at 907-334-3347 or visit their website at alaskaveincare.com. Alaska Vein Care, where will your legs take you?
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have David Vandenberg and Liv Dowling here. And the good news and the bad news. The good news is next Saturday we have the Midnight Sun Festival. The bad news is when we have the Midnight Sun Festival, that's right after that we start losing time.
Mm-hmm. The crescendo of summer.
Yeah. But it's still good.
It's still good.
So let's bring up one of my subjects. Who are some of the food vendors?
Oh, we have so many good food vendors. Like, putting it on the map is always tantalizing.
It's my 3-pound gain day.
Yeah, right? I think you.
I start early and end late.
So we have local favorites like Corn Diggity Dogs is going to be there.
Navajo Taco Guy?
Yep, Navajo Tacos are going to be there.
Thank God.
Yes.
I mean, okay.
Yeah. Soda Jerk is going to be there. They're always a fan favorite.
Their setup is so neat.
So amazing. Yeah, when we are there at like 7 in the morning the day of, love. They yeah. bring like a whole little team, and yeah. they're singing and dancing, and they seem to really enjoy what they do.
Yeah.
So in addition,
they're performers.
Yeah, they truly are. Yeah. They truly are, and their outfits are always impeccable.
Yeah.
So in addition to that, we have our friends from Palmer and Anchorage coming in, like the Talkeena spinach bread. We have quite a few barbecue people coming in this year, which is really exciting. And then we also have Jazzy Popcorn, who's one of my personal faves. I don't know if you guys have him, but phenomenal.
No.
Yeah.
Tell me about Jazzy Popcorn.
Really great. They do artisanal popcorn. So, yeah, they have like a pickle flavored popcorn. That's really great. creative, folks.
A pickle flavored popcorn.
Yes, I know. It's so good. And if you pair it with your burger. Pick a pickle flavor.
Thing, yeah.
You pair it with their burger flavored popcorn. Amazing. What can I say?
Do they have the prime rib flavored popcorn?
You know, I'll slide them a note and see if they can get you some.
Do they have the Turtle Club, flavored popcorn?
Oh, a collaboration. Yeah. That would be so good. Okay, writing that down. But yeah, we have a lot of great vendors, and then
on the food side,
yeah, and that's something that people are always excited about. We have funnel cakes from Stuff Your Face this year too. So
and also, you have the local restaurants that are down there, mm-hmm. El Dorado.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh man,
and restaurants
Bon Thai.
Like, yeah, they mm-hmm. have a booth on the street, and
yeah.
so does Soba.
Yeah.
And the Fudge Pot this year, and Fairbanks Beer Co. They all have booths on the street. So
Fairbanks Beer Co.
Yeah, it's in Venue. If you're familiar with Venue.
Yeah.
So
great, great. Yeah.
Yeah. During the day, it's Fairbanks.
All Alaskan taps.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And great people over there. So during the day, it is like Fairbanks Coffee Co. And then in the evening, it kind of shifts to Fairbanks Beer Co. But it's an amazing setup. If you haven't been, you should definitely go check it out.
Well. In the morning you need your caffeine, and in the evening while you want your libation. Okay.
Plus there's local art. Like, what more could you need? Yeah, but when we're planning the map, that's one of the very first things we do is we approach local businesses, the brick and mortars we call them, mm-hmm. to see if they want to have a booth out there. Some say yes, some say no, but we're really happy with how many are putting a booth out this year. But often they don't need a booth because their presence is right there, especially when we don't put booths there.
What time does the basketball start? And what are the brackets of that?
Starts at noon, ends at 7, and I don't know what the brackets are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And just a thought. Give a call to Trina Bailey and say, I want to see your three brothers out here. I want to see a Bailey team.
Oh, that'd be so
fun. Come on. Let's get the local flavor together.
That would be great. Yeah, I see a lot of guys that I went to high school out there doing mm-hmm. a team every year. So it's always fun to see them and good, great people there. And I love seeing the age ranges too, like kiddos all the way up to young adults and adults.
Three-on-three, and it's good. I mean, this is good.
Yeah.
Exciting.
It's always fun to watch, really. And because we are almost continuously walking through the festival, just making sure mm-hmm. nothing's going astray. But I always do stop to watch the basketball because they're so competitive and passionate about it.
How many volunteers... How many people, not including a vendor, but are needed to administer this and set it up and take it down and put it all together?
There's have a traffic control permit with the city, and mm-hmm. when the city pulls those, or when we're able to pull the traffic devices at 9 p.m., and I will just, a little side note, there is no parking after 9 p.m. Friday night, the 23rd of June, until Sunday.
That's a good thing to put out there, too.
And so, the city Public Works comes, and they do all the proper signage so that we can tow if we need to. We did have to last year for the first time in a long time. We regret it, but we
got to do it.
Mm-hmm. The show goes on.
Yep, you talk about bollocksing. That's another way to get bollocks, just to have vehicles parked in your festival grounds when you're trying to set up. But and then there's about volunteers. There's about 8 volunteers, and we just go do a punch list that is, just this kind of urban mm-hmm. setup for a giant party.
Mm-hmm.
And and it takes us three to 5 hours, and then we employ, 24. Volunteers just to staff our headquarters tent.
Wow.
So then there's that, and then the cleanup is another, say, 6 people, but we've learned to put a lot of emphasis on trash management throughout the day so that the cleanup is not
easier.
Yeah, and so, we can leave at 1 in the morning instead of 4. or five or something like that.
It's a long day.
Yeah, it's a long one.
Yeah, and speaking of that HQ booth, just so everyone knows, the HQ booth is where you can get festival t-shirts. It's our first aid booth, our lost and found. So if you ever have a question about anything that's going on.
Where's it located at?
It's located on First Avenue, basically right in the middle of the festival.
Second Avenue,
yeah. Thank you.
right to me. It's right at the corner of the Lathrop Building in the entrance and the entrance to the Fairbanks Beer Company.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is, you know, the
Ground Central there.
New Horizons, you know, yeah. Depends on how far you go back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ground Central there.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and you may have noticed if you've been walking on Second Avenue that we have some sponsor banners up on the streetlights. So we've had an outpouring of awesome love from local businesses. Off the top of my head, I know, like, Olivia Vaughn with her Confidence Studio, Riley Bodyfelt, the Realtor. We have Kinross, Design Alaska, Good Cannabis. Big Rays has been super helpful. They're doing a seating area this year, which is something that we've been trying to figure out how to do. So
a seating area.
Yeah. So if you're familiar with the Big Rays parking lot, there's a lot of food vendors that
are
right
there. Yeah, so you just go there and sit and eat.
Yeah, so they're actually setting up picnic tables. And
again, 32nd time. Wow.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. And so Big Rays has been super helpful in doing that, too. So they've been a great sponsor.
You know, Monty and his family, they're just wonderful people, Big Rays. I mean, that is an institutional family that really cares about Fairbanks. They have an operation in Anchorage, too, but just, you know, his daughters operate it now. They do a great job. They are so local.
Yeah, there's never been a Midnight Sun Festival that I've helped the Downtown Association with where they haven't offered some sort of extraordinary help. So they are a downtown institution, and we're always super happy to have them.
And Big Rays is putting a mural on their west wall that faces over the parking lot. And, you know, it's underway, and they've been in concept for years, and it's happening now. So it's really cool.
Amazing.
And they're going to,
Not a while. Amazing.
Yes. So you'll see that work in progress on Festival Day. And if we could just kind of continue on the, if we can do a shout out to our sponsors.
Certainly.
Okay, good on the list. Our presenting sponsor this year is Tote.
Mm-hmm.
And then our stage
sponsor.
Tote,
you say.
Tote.
Yeah. Tote.
It used to be Tote Maritime.
Yeah.
Tote.
They've been a great partner so far.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've got Kendall Auto of Fairbanks. They are a stage sponsor, along with Design Alaska. The City of Fairbanks Discretionary Fund Committee is also a stage sponsor. Good Cannabis is a stage sponsor. And then the other ones, and these are only the ones who got to be on the website. There is more support for the festival than this, but we're still really grateful for the support of Riley Bodyfelt, Realtor, Mac Federal Credit Union, Big Rays, Confident by Olivia Yvonne, Denali Industrial Supplies, Walsh Kelleher and Sharp, HC Contractors, and Golden Valley Electric Association.
Mm-hmm.
And there's more, but that's just I'm reading from the website. So we really couldn't do it without them.
Yeah.
And you'll notice that there's some of the names are downtown. Mm-hmm. They want to see this festival.
Yeah.
Stay here and do well.
And the outpouring of support, like they're the folks that purchased the banners, they've been taking pictures in front of them and getting really excited about being able to have a presence downtown. And I think that downtown is getting a really fantastic fresh breath of air with new businesses stationing themselves downtown, remodeling. So the festival future looks fantastically bright, especially due to support from fantastic local people.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255, and we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks A&W is your key to fun at the Midnight Sun Run. Stop by and enter to win three $50 gift certificates. Details at A&W on Airport Way. And watch the race from their prime location. And A&W will be open till midnight on the day of the race. Midnight Sun Run and Fairbanks A&W. Great specials and summer fun, summer food, summer prizes. Join them for their block party on Airport and cheer those crazy runners on. Fairbanks A&W on Airport Way.
Jeans Christ, Coors Light, and Captain Morgan present the Backyard Country Barbecue featuring multi-platinum artist Chris Young with the full band.
Oh no, somebody just bought a shot of that Patron. Hang on, I just might have to stay.
Friday, June 23rd at the Carlson Center. Chris Young. Tickets on sale now at ericksonevents.com. Tickets start at $45 to $75 in advance.
I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of.
Chris Young. presented by Coors Light, Jeans Chrysler, and Captain Morgan. Friday, June 23rd at the Carlson Center. With over 5 billion career streams, 8 studio albums, and 10 number one hits.
And I can take it from there.
This is an all-ages show.
Yeah, I can take it from there.
Brought to you by Key Realty. Chris Young, the biggest concert this summer. Friday, June 23rd at the Carlson Center.
This is an Erickson Unlimited event.
Did you miss your favorite local show on KFAR Radio? Just log on to our website, kfarradio.com, and click the Archives tab to find all past episodes of shows like Problem Corner, Health Talk, Fairbanks Foodies, Alaska Realty Today, Shooter's Corner, and the Compos Outdoor Show. Hours of entertaining, informative, local programs produced exclusively for KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Online at kfarradio.com. We are KFAR, the heartbeats of Alaska.
KFAR weather.
Mainly cloudy skies today with a chance for scattered storms. High temperatures reach up to 74. Northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for isolated thunderstorms again tonight. Lows level off around 53. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow, 72. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Liv Dowling and David Vandenberg. They're putting on the most amazing event in Alaska with the most participation, and it's only open for 12 hours, but it takes a year, basically, to get you to that point. No matter what.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure when you wake up on Sunday morning at noon and you're taking Bear aspirin and coffee, you're probably thinking, okay, what do we do right and what do we do wrong? What am I doing next year? Because
yeah,
so that's how I am.
I carry around a notebook during the festival to write down everything that I could think of right then. And the next day, over coffee, no aspirin needed for me, but a lot of coffee. I do flip through it and I take notes for next year. And it's helped a lot, I think.
Well, we always have to, debrief it. And then we debrief it with my board, the people I work for, and you know, so there's the us, the you know,
yeah,
in the trenches type, and then there's the people who were helping and volunteering all day long, and like what kind of, you know, good and bad did they see? So there's I'd say a pretty reasonably extensive debrief, and then with the vendors as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think on that score, we don't usually learn a lot of new stuff. It's usually very specific to the year. But still, you know, evaluation is definitely part of the process.
Yeah.
I was in my mid-40s, and I did my first Midnight Sun Run.
Mm.
And, you know, and I remember putting out, a top 10, the 10 things I learned about the Midnight Sun Run. And number 10 was Sunday morning was Bear aspirin and beer. Yeah. You know, and I remember one part, you know, I said, okay, I'm at the 2-mile mark. I've never gone past 2 miles, and I got another 3 to go. You know, just things like that.
Yeah.
And then you get back then they'd have you run past the back entrance of Alaska Land, down to Gap Ground Park, then come around. And I'm thinking, they're mind effing me. These rats. My God, I got, they're making me run. You know, another 3/4 mile. They hate me. and then you get done, and I'm saying to myself, they only have blue liquid for me to drink. Really? That's it? I need a beer. I need painkiller.
Yeah.
I don't need, you know, hydration of that sort. You know?
And that's why you keep running all the way down first until you hit the festival.
Yeah.
There's so much stuff.
Oh, man. But and then the next year I did it, and I decided to do it like the night before, and I was fine. Just knocked it out. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the next morning, on a Sunday, I wake up, I'm fine. Well, yeah, let's go do something. But anyway. This is your 41st year.
It's a long time to be throwing a party.
A continuous one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's go back to you. You have 3 stages or 2?
We have 3 this year.
Who's some of the talent and entertainment that you have coming on?
Yeah, we have a lot of really fantastic local talent, but we also have some folks coming in from the Valley, too. So we have the Kit Carson Band.
Local, yeah.
Local. Happy Trails. The Modern Natives, John Schlofalt, We have Golden Heart Performing Arts, mm-hmm. The Aerial Silks. We also have FACT, the Children's Academy, or the Fairbanks Academy of Children's Theater, Cold Steel. We have Tony Taylor's group, Music Medicine Entertainment.
What time
group.
Does the Aerial Silks start at?
So there's two groups in town. So Cirque Alaska is at 5 to 6:45. They have a two-hour slot this year, which mm-hmm. is really exciting. And they're on the third and, sorry, then we have the Golden Heart Performing Arts, and they're from noon to 1:45 at the First and Lacey stage.
Where can a person go to get a schedule of all the events?
Yeah, so our schedule of events for performers is almost firmed up. We just had a couple of things shift around a little bit, so I anticipate early next week you'll be able to get the full lineup.
And wow. I think that let's give you the URL. It would be MidnightSunFestivalFairbanks.com.
Yeah, and also the Downtown Association's Facebook
well, that's
page.
True.
Midnight Sun Festival
Fairbanks.
Fairbanks.com.
And I guess I'll stick with that because I could also use the Downtown Association website, which is probably a little more intuitive, but we'll stick with that URL. It's MidnightSunFestivalFairbanks.com.
Mm-hmm. You know, for them to put on that show with the Silks,
yeah.
that's a lot of setup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. And the tripods they have to bring to you have to yeah. be so stable. So I was talking to Teal, mm-hmm. The Golden Heart Performing Arts, and she did tell me about the setup, and it is intense. So I feel really lucky that we're able to have them because it is a 45-minute slot. But this year we were able to give them an hour and 45. So all the kiddos.
They start at noon?
Yeah, for Golden Heart Performing Arts. And then all the kiddos are able to come out and perform, which we're really excited about too.
And this is a rain or shine event.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're doing it.
It's better if it's shining.
For everyone.
But just so your listeners know, I mean, it's going to happen no matter what.
Yeah, definitely. And we get a lot of questions like, is there a rain check? And no, we don't. Mm-hmm. It's happening no matter what. So, but often there's big gaps in the rain of mm-hmm. beautiful sun. So we always love to see that. Of course, we really want a sunny, smoke-free day.
They can put out fires on a different day, though.
Yes. Just not this day.
Yeah.
I know. The week before the festival is always nervously checking the weather forecast, which I think David might be
doing
right now.
David's doing it right now.
Right this minute. And David. I do just have to. It is an extended forecast, but yes. It is calling for 40% rain, and there's a good week to go, so I don't believe it yet. But
that's 60% sun, so I'm taking that.
And the 40% will be in the morning.
Yes.
We'll get it behind us.
Yeah.
Somewhere else, you know, just not downtown.
Yeah. So who are some of the other talent that's going to be there?
Yeah, so from Anchorage, we have the Suicidal Bunnies coming up, which is
Suicidal
really
Bunnies?
Fun. Yes.
What's in a name?
Right? Hopefully they have a hoppin' good time. we also have...
Hair.
That's a good one. We also have the Red Hot Hit Machine, Wasabi Black, Rule 34.
What is Rule 34?
I believe that they're a rock band. So they're a little bit later in the evening at the 2nd and Cushman stage from 9 to 9:45. We also have Carrie Seward. She's beloved in town. Let's see, the North Star Strings pop music, which is great. And then we also have Rye, the small-time rap artist. He's phenomenal if you haven't heard him.
I've not heard him.
He's great, yeah. I would recommend him, too. He has a song called, I think it's called Fairbanks or My Hometown, and mm-hmm. it's all about loving where you're from, and Fairbanks in particular, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
And all
I mean, amazing.
Yeah. And this will all be available on a schedule at MidnightSunFestivalFairbanks.com by next week.
And a full vendor list as well,
yeah.
So we're really excited about that.
You know... Again, there's something for everyone multiple times over. Fairbanks, take a look at the schedule. See when you want to be down here. You know, I enjoy the Silks. I really enjoy that. That's local presentation of local athletes have really come a long way.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy the food vendors. I enjoy just the people in general, the people you come across. It's just one heck of an event.
100%, yeah, and you make a great point with the people, too. It's local business owners, and I love running into everyone.
Like, yeah, you're going to run into everyone.
100%. It's the place to be, I would say.
Yeah.
And for newer local businesses downtown, like Lycan on mm-hmm. 3rd Avenue, they're very excited to be able to introduce themselves to folks that might not be downtown often.
Very true.
Yeah, and then also right on 3rd Avenue, we have, ready for a drum roll?
No,
second.
Go ahead.
Oh, wait. a second Goldie's location on 3rd Avenue. So they're doing two different locations. One is going to be on 3rd Avenue, the other one in Golden Heart Plaza. So Lycan's really excited to have Goldie's right on their front door, basically.
And then on 4th Avenue, we've got Bouncy House on 4th Avenue,
yeah,
right?
That's
a lot
right.
of kids' activities.
Yes, and this year we're able to put booths in Mount McKinley Bank parking lot. So we have like kind of a kids' zone down there. Mm-hmm. So the Bouncy House is on 4th Avenue, which is going to be fantastic this year. And then there's a lot of kid-focused booths, not exclusively kid-focused, in the Mount McKinley Bank parking lot. And then there's awesome clothing and other retailers on 3rd Avenue, too. So it's going to be a different-looking festival, but really exciting.
Spread out something for everyone, migrate here and there.
Yeah, 100%. And we really looked at the traffic flow. Like, okay, if someone, like what you were doing, if someone walks from 1st Avenue, what's their natural path?
Mm-hmm.
And so we're really happy with all the vendor placements, and we're encouraging Fairbanks to maybe go somewhere they might not think to this year.
I think they'll think about coming downtown.
I hope so.
That's right.
You know, my goodness. The vendors, you have clothing, artists selling their wares, jewelry, a little bit of everything.
Face paint.
Face paint.
Henna.
Caricatures.
Caricatures.
Yeah, that one's always fun. We also have Blobify. If you're familiar with the Fairbanks book, that's the Blobs. She's there this year, too, which we're really excited about. We have Sock Eyed, which it does toys for kids, handmade, which
mm-hmm.
is great. And then we have some awesome nonprofits like the Fairbanks Climate Coalition, the Alaska Center. There's so many different areas in town that mm-hmm. we focus on. When we look at nonprofits that we admit, we look for ones that have a focus specifically on Fairbanks and more directly downtown.
How many booths do you have?
This year we have 150 booths on the nose. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot this year. For comparison, last year I believe we had 103 last year. So
you're up 30%, 35%.
Yeah, definitely.
And how many stage presentations do you have?
32, aren't there?
I believe it is 32 because 3 hours of one stage is being used by the Kendall mm-hmm. for their hero games.
So you have three stages.
Mm-hmm.
So you have 30, so average of 10 per stage. Average of basically one per hour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a phenomenal place, and the acts are always so great and so engaging with the crowd, too. Like, I love seeing people dancing
mm-hmm.
During a musical performance because it just shows, like, how fun and playful Fairbanks is.
We pay performers.
Yeah.
You know, it depends on if they're a solo act or a band,
mm-hmm.
you know, a duo all the way up to however many pieces. But, really, the response it is from local people, and the pay is just it's a courtesy, really.
Yeah.
You know, just
money
to give them something. But we're really, you know, this festival has great entertainment
Lives.
Attributes on all
yeah.
these stages because of the talent that's in Fairbanks, and of course some other ones from the Valley who come up here. But mostly it is local. It's a local stages.
And then you're looking at the people because they you know sort of come out in a different way too for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I've never been to a Grateful Dead concert, but you know there's a little bit of that in this presentation of people.
Yeah, it's like it's a true like. Section of Fairbanks, like everyone comes, people that live downtown, people that don't live downtown, and I always love seeing how they interact with downtown for this festival.
Dave, we have a minute left. How do you want to close, sir?
Yeah, I wanted to close. Thank you. I was just thinking that I'm aware that you are the mayor of the city of Fairbanks, but regardless of that, I think it's only right that we credit the city of Fairbanks for being a really essential partner in putting on the Midnight Sun Festival, and it goes everything from, like I said, if we have to tow, it's mm-hmm. putting out the traffic control. It is working with us to get us the right-of-way around the Polaris, which is a critical project, but we're so glad to be able to count on that right-of-way. And then, you know, the funding from the bed tax committee. So this, without this, you know, this partnership, these events could not happen without the city, and that's how I'd like to close.
Mm-hmm. Liv, real quick.
I just can't wait to see everyone during the festival. I love running into everyone, and I just can't wait to see you in Fairbanks, downtown, June 24th, noon to midnight.
Liv, David, thank you very much. Fairbanks, I will see you on Monday. Have a great weekend.